It was truly enormous. An adult could reach lengths of nearly 30 feet and weigh 10 tons. But we are acquainted with it only because in 1741 a Russian expedition happened to be shipwrecked on the only place where the creatures still survived in any numbers, the remote and foggy Commander Islands in the Bering Sea. Happily, the expedition had a naturalist, George Steller, who was fascinated by the animal. "He took the most copious notes," says Flannery. "He even measured the diameter of its whiskers. The only thing he wouldn't describe was the male genitals, though for some reason he was happy enough to do the females. He even saved a piece of skin, so we had a good idea of its texture. We weren't always so lucky." The one thing Stella couldn't do was save the sea cow itself. Already hunted to the brink of extinction, it would be gone altogether within 27 years of Stella's discovery of it. Many other animals, however, couldn't be included because too little is known about them. The Darling Downs hopping mouse, Chatham Island's swan, Ascension Island flightless crake, at least 5 types of large turtle, and many others are forever lost to us except as names. A great deal of extinction, Flannery and Shuten discovered, hasn't been cruel or wanton, but just kind of majestically foolish. In 1894, when a lighthouse was built on a lonely rock called Stephen's Island, in the tempestuous strait between the North and South Islands of New Zealand, the lighthouse keeper's cat kept bringing him strange little birds that it had caught. The keeper dutifully sent some specimens to the museum in Wellington. There a curator grew very excited because the bird was a relic species of flightless wrens, the only example of a flightless perching bird ever found anywhere.